Hi, I'm Pam Siddhi. Now, today I'm joined by an actor who started off with his dad as a child actor in the film Thudumvi. He took it to hit films like Soldier, Barsad, to name but a few in the 90s. More recently, we've got films like Class of 83 and Houseful 4. Now, he's back with a brand new film. Here to tell us all about it is Bobby Deol himself. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing?
All the better for speaking to you, Bobby.
Thank you.
So yeah, new film, Love Hostel.
Yes, Love Hostel. It's an interesting, very dark, gritty kind of film, and very. I mean, the kind of. Have you seen the promo?
Yes, I have. I've seen the trailer. It looks very intense.
Yes, it is. It is intense. It has humor. It has emotions. It has everything. It's an interesting concept. It is the director Shankar Raman, I think, is an awesome director. He creates his own world, and the way he def creates his characters and how he brings out a different feel to his characters is what this film is all about. You know, it's and I'm just excited because I'm trying to do different kind of cinema. I'm trying to do different kind of characters, and lucky to get the opportunity to do this kind of a role. And I was really excited after the promo because after the trailer came out, a lot of people's response was really amazing. Because to play a character like this, you don't get chances. You know, this kind of a character comes once in a lifetime, and you need it. And you need to really do the best you can while playing the character. You have to be really focused and challenge yourself because it is a very challenging character. So I really enjoyed doing this.
So when you say that this kind of character comes once in a lifetime, tell us who is your character? Tell us about your character in this film.
See, the thing is, when I say once in a lifetime, in the sense, it's the whole thing, the way he looks, the way he's been made, the way he's, you know, I've never done prosthetics before, so I had to do these prosthetic bird face, bent nose. My beard was unkempt. I had to color my hair white, and then I chewed tobacco, so I always had cotton in my mouth. And then I had to learn Haryanvi for the character. So this whole combination of getting a character like this doesn't happen always, you know. And that's why I find it very special and very exciting, and I'm very excited about it and nervous at the same time. But the response after people saw the promo, it was so positive that they loved the way I spoke, they loved the way I walked, they loved the way I looked, you know. So it really gave me the confidence that when they watch the film, they really enjoy my work. And also, not just me, everybody's re responded so well to Vikrant and to Sanya and to all the other characters you see in the film. And I think it was real pleasure working with this young, talented crop of actors because they're so amazing, you know, they're just so natural and so real when they're performing. So I think the casting has been amazing. And it's just been a film that I really enjoyed being on the sets of. And I really miss the days when I was working for it. So it's been a great experience.
As I mentioned, the trailer looks really intense. You've described what your character looks like in the film. You've described what it was like to play that character. But are you playing the role of a villain? That's the impression that I got when I saw the trailer.
Yes, I'm a bad
Huh. But this one looks more intense. It's brutal. You know, it's so brutal. Some of the things that even we're getting glimpses of in the trailer. It's like, really, Bobby? What's happening here? We're seeing you. I am seeing you in this as in a whole new light. So
So
how?
it's really nice to see your response because this is what exactly I'm trying to do, is to get this kind of response from all my fans and my viewers because I'm trying to break away from my image and I'm trying to do different kinds of, you know, roles, characters. So I'm glad when I get to see this reaction and I'm glad when I'm asked this question because it's working for me. It's happening. It's exactly what I'm trying to do because for me, in this moment in my career, I'm trying to play characters which are of substance and which have such an impact that when people go to watch whatever work I do in a web series or in a movie, they come back and they still remember what I've done. And those are the kind of characters I'm looking for. And hopefully people should feel this way when they see the film.
Yeah, well, like I said, the trailer had that impression on me, so I'm sure that the film will as well. Very different Bobby Deol that we are seeing in this. Now, I have to ask you, I'm from a Punjabi household. born and brought up here in the UK. So I would be doing an injustice to the whole community if I was to speak to you today and not ask you this question, because of course you are Dharminder's butter. You know, you started off as a child actor with him in Dharamveer. What has it been like being in the industry, being the son of such a huge living legend? Have you found it easier? Have you found it more difficult? What's it like?
You know, for me, my dad is my papa, and I've never thought of him anything else. For every child, the father is the hero.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, I'm just blessed that the whole world recognizes my father. The whole world knows what my father is all about, because there's nobody in our industry who is as humble and as down to earth as my father is, you know. So
yeah.
I'm really proud to be a son. I think I'm just so lucky that I'm born in this family, and it's just amazing. I mean, the love he has because of him, the love we get, it's just incredible. I mean, there are no words to express what my father means to me.
Yeah, well, there's no words to express what he means to so many people globally. And of course, you're continuing that legacy. But the time of his films, it was very defined. You play the good guy, you play the bad guy. So what's his views on the fact that you are breaking out right now of those stereotypes? And as you said, you know, you're a very versatile actor. You're playing different roles. How's that gone down?
Well, he's, you know, in his time, it was very difficult to break the image. Absolutely. I mean, for him, it was like he could never be negative. He tried to play negative once. And my grandmother went to watch the film with him, and she walked out halfway. And she came home and she told him, next time, don't you do a film like, play a character like this like, ever again. But those were different days. That was, you know, cinema was taken in a very real sense. People used to get so involved with it that they thought this is really happening, you know. But now everybody's so aware that this is just fiction. And yes, even then, yes. A mother cannot see her son being the bad guy. And that's why I think when my dad sees me doing these kind of roles, he says, you know what, as a father, I don't want to see you like this, but as an actor, I'm proud of you.
Excellent.
Because I, as an actor, would love to do different kinds of characters. And I'm so glad that you are doing all this.
Yes.
So it makes him very happy.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So what would you say to your fans here in the UK when it comes to watching Love Hostel?
All I can say is, I mean, all the love that they've given me for all these years, here I'm trying to entertain you in every possible different way I can. And here I've played a character in this film, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. I'm playing a negative lead character, but at the same time, and I know the audiences now, they go to watch a movie and they want to watch the actors doing different things. So I'm sure they'll accept me as this character. And it's not just me, it's Sanya Mrotra, it's Vikrant Messi, yes, who have done a great job in the film. It's about them, the two lovers on the run, and my director, Shankar Raman, who's created this world, and he's done a great job with that. So please go watch it on Zee Global. It's releasing on 25th of Feb, and you have all the time in the world to watch it, because on the OTT platform.
Absolutely, we can watch it safely in the comfort of our own homes. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Bobby.
It was fun talking to you, fam. You take care.
Thank you. And you.